Well, good morning. This isn't really a last minute deal, even though I feel like it. Terry told me about this about in October. Can you hear it now? Yeah. So I've been preparing, and I'm on a, in all this of a, I've got one question I'd like to ask. What would you consider one of the most important things you do to help maintain a healthy relationship? Any kind of relationship, whether it be with friends or a relationship with your wife or your husband, or even a working relationship with someone. Or how about your relationship with God? The main answer I come up with would be communication. How do we communicate with God? Through prayer? Because basically what is prayer? It's just speaking to God. But for many of us, prayer is scary. It's usually an awkward proposition that we just soon leave to a religious professional, someone who does it all the time. And a lot of us are intimidated by prayer because we feel like we don't know how to pray. Well, if you'll turn with me to Matthew 6, verse 5, Jesus laid out an outline for us on how we should pray. It says, "And when you pray, do not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing out in the synagogues and on the streets and corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into the room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what you have done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for the Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Then, this is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." That's a pretty common prayer that most everyone knows and has said throughout their life. But the good news is that's not the only prayer that you have to say, and there's no right or wrong way to pray. Again, I'd say that prayer is simply speaking to God. It's a somber-minded acknowledgement of a true situation before the Lord and an admission of our needs for His divine help. Speaking real fancy. It's not a gimmick by which we can charm or coerce God into giving us what we want. You know, a lot of times, especially when we're younger, we feel like God is Santa Claus. We just ask what we want and we'll get it. Or we treat Him like a celestial bellhop, just waiting for our beck and call. give us what we need. But neither does he rely on us to define our needs or outline solutions or say when and how he should act. How long do you think most of us would have friends or be married if we treated our spouses or friends that way? I don't think Stacy would put up with that for long. But we should talk to God like we would talk to any of our friends at any time. You know, what do we normally talk about when we share our day with others? We don't just talk about all the good things and all the wonderful things that happened to us that day. And we don't just complain or gripe or fuss about what we've been through. But these are things that we not only share with our friends or our spouses in relationships, but it's also things that we can share with God. He not only wants to hear our arguments, our pleas, and our pain, he also wants to hear our joys, our praises, and our ecstasies. He wants to hear the truth about how we feel, no matter how dark our emotions or how glorious our hearts feel. That's how we build relationships. That's how we need to build our relationship with God. You ever thought about maybe the first time you were, your first day of school, or the first time you killed a deer, how excited you were, how you just couldn't wait to tell anybody that would listen? Well, God likes to hear those things too. He is a friend. But do you ever feel like when you're praying that maybe your prayers are just bouncing off the ceiling rather than reaching God? Or maybe you get impatient with God because he seems late in answering your prayer requests or meeting your needs. One thing to remember is that our ability to ask God does not equal his response or his timing. God may decide to withhold the answers for a while in order to deepen our insight into what we really need, or maybe broaden our appreciation for his answer, or allow us to mature so that we can use his gift more wisely. Over in Luke chapter 11, verse 9, it says, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your sons ask for a fish, would give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" God delights in us developing the habit and freedom of asking him for help. He just asks us to trust him, to know what is needed and when. God answers our prayers, but in his time and according to his purpose. When I was about 12 years old, it's the first time I can remember really praying hard to God. Excuse me. I had a sister that was 8 months old and in the hospital. And I prayed diligently for him to help her, to heal her. And to no avail, 8 months later, she died. Well, I took it out on God. However, 2 weeks later, I was talking to my mother about it. And come to find out, she was praying too, that God would ease her of the pain. And if there was no way she would live a normal life, for him to take her. So here I had to evaluate what was God's plan. You know, whose prayers did he answer? Well, in a way, he answered both of ours, because she was healed when she got to heaven. Of course, I had a lot of soul searching to do then and a lot of forgiveness to ask for. But God does answer all our prayers, but again, according to his purpose. Prayer to us as Christians is an awesome privilege. It's an opportunity to bring our will in line with God's plan for us. It's an opportunity to demonstrate our trust and dependence on God. Could you imagine if Trevor Brazil, world champion rodeo, what if he pulls up in your driveway one day, unloads his horse, and says, "Look, I've won all the championships I want to win. This is still a good horse. I want you to have him." But yet you don't take the time, or you're always too busy to even learn how to rope. Here you have a perfect opportunity to be as good as the best in the world, to use the resources that he's given you, and you do nothing with it. Well, now imagine a Christian who has access to God's power anytime, 24/7, yet he keeps trying to slog through life all by himself because he's too busy or preoccupied to learn about the power source that God has given us, and that's prayer. If you feel like you don't really have the relationship with God that you should have, prayer is a way that you can restore that relationship. You should make prayer a daily habit, not a last-ditch effort to accomplish your will. Talk to God as a friend with open ear who will listen and either cry with you or rejoice in your delight. If you don't have the relationship with God or know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'll ask you to join me in the sinner's prayer. I know this is short and sweet, but it's the best I can come up with. If you don't bow with me. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner. I also believe that you sent Jesus Christ to die for me and my sins, that they might be forgiven. Right now, I accept that precious gift of forgiveness. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I give myself completely to you to do with as you wish. I'm no longer my own. I belong to you. Where you lead, I will follow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for coming.